We return to the hotline now as we bring in Sarah Rintamaki with Connecting for Kids. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well today. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, and we're going to get into the fundraiser that you have coming up at the end of the month. But for those that aren't familiar with Connecting for Kids, what is Connecting for Kids, and what do you guys do exactly, and who do you serve?
We serve parents. So if you're a parent and you're concerned about your child, we are here to help educate and support you. And it could be you're concerned about anything from, let's say, a developmental disability like autism spectrum disorder or ADHD, or it could be that maybe your kid is just having a tough time with some bullies at school, or maybe you're going through a divorce or something that's going on in the home and the child is struggling. Whatever the reason that you're concerned, you can call us. We're free. We give education. We help to connect you to resources in the community and help to connect you to other parents.
And you guys also have a wide variety of different hands-on training programs available as well. What kinds of details can you share on those training programs?
Oh, so it's a wide variety. So everything from, we offer music therapy classes at Elyria Public Library for children with developmental delays. We have programs for elementary age children that maybe are working on social skills, how to make friends, how to, maybe if you've got an immature child and you're trying to help them learn some better social skills, all the way to we're putting on a large autism panel, including the Chief Science Officer of Autism Speaks. This is a national figure. It's the first time he's going to be speaking in Lorain County ever since Autism Speaks was created. And he'll be here to just answer questions that parents or educators, grandparents in the community might have about the latest in autism research, either what is causing it or what they can do to help an individual they know who has autism.
I want to go back to the music therapy idea. Sounds like a fascinating idea. What are the details on music therapy?
Well, you know, it started because of my own children. So my son didn't speak until we tried music therapy. And there was something about the music side that helped him to learn language. And so one of my missions is to offer free music therapy to parents and children across the area. And so what this is a parent and child program. They come together. We have programs in, all the way from Elyria to Solon. But once a month, you can come with your child and work with a music therapist in a small group situation and learn how to use music to help with language, social skills, waiting your turn. It's a really powerful way to be able to help young children learn how to develop language and social skills.
Sarah, you had mentioned earlier that what you guys do is you put parents in touch with one another whose children might have similar issues. How rewarding, I would have to think, that must be for a parent to know they're not going through this by their own and can talk about things they've done. Is that a big part of the program as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we are honoring, for example, two parents out of North Ridgeville right now who have a child who is nonverbal and has autism. And we are able to connect them with other families that are going through the exact same thing with children the exact same age. And the friendships that they have made through those connections. You know, when you find someone who's going through the exact same situation you are, you feel less alone. You can share ideas and resources. You feel empowered to be able to help that child reach whatever potential they can. And it's just amazing. We have more than 1,700 families in our network of parents that we help to connect. And it can be anything from like a child with nonverbal autism to maybe you have a gifted child or a child that is maybe just a little shy and anxious about attending birthday parties. Whatever you're concerned with, we can help you find similar parents that are going through those journeys and connect you with them so that you won't feel as alone and you can share those ideas with someone like you.
We're talking with Sarah Rintamaki with Connecting for Kids here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, and Sarah's detailed some of the many great things that they do and that they provide. And that leads us to the fundraiser you guys have coming up at the end of the month. It's going to be at the Ahern Catering and Banquet Center in Avon Lake. What are the details on this event? Looks like there's a lot going on here.
Oh, it's going to be a fun night. Like I said, we're honoring several local, we have a local family from North Ridgeville. We're honoring Natalie Tessar, who's a teacher in Avon Lake City Schools. We're going to have a silent auction, a beer pull, a wine pull, a grand raffle with four tickets to the Cavs. It's going to be a great night. We still have about 20 tickets left. Tickets are $65 a piece and are available online at our website, connectingforkids.org.
Well, you got a lot going on here. Wine, beer, some really good dining options as well. And you also mentioned some of those silent auction prizes. You've got some Cavs tickets in there. And, of course, with all the big moves the Cavs made today, those tickets even more worth your while to go and get. So what are some of the other silent auction items that you guys will have available at this event?
Let's see. We've got an overnight stay at the Hotel Intercontinental. We've got wine tasting at Gita's Table and Wine in Avon Lake. For 10 people, you can come. If you win that prize, 10 of you get a private wine tasting. Just a wide variety of, your typical spa nights, restaurants. It's going to be a very fun event.
Sarah, you also mentioned that you're going to be honoring a few folks at the fundraiser as well. There will be some awards given away to Parents of the Year, the Educator Professional of the Year, Kind Kid Award, and also Board Member of the Year. If you can, just want to give you a second here to expand on why these folks are being honored and what makes their story so unique.
Well, for example, our Kind Kid Award is one of the ones we're so proud of. October is National Bullying Prevention Month, and what we do is a series of campaigns about teaching children to be kind to each other. And as part of that, we had community members nominate kind children. And each child that was nominated was recognized, and we do this every year. So if you've got a kind kid in your life and you want to make sure they're recognized, make sure that your listeners know to think about us again in October. And out of all of the nominations that we had, we selected Kylie Brooks. She not only is just one of those people who stands up for every child in her class, she also raises money for cancer, advocates for the elderly, just one of those really special kids that really deserves to be recognized. And so she's going to get an award at our fundraiser. We're so proud of her.
That's really cool stuff, and I think that's one of the reasons why when you go to a fundraiser, you see some things like this, and you hear stories like this, and it can certainly brighten your night, no doubt about that. Well, Sarah, before we let you go, well, one last chance here, just want to give you a chance to give us the details on the February 23rd fundraiser. You mentioned tickets are going fast, only about 20 of them left, so if you want to throw that out there one more time, and for anybody out there listening, wondering where they can go to get more information on what you guys do, where can they go?
Absolutely. Go to our website at connectingforkids.org. That's connecting, F-O-R, kids.org. We've got all our information about our programs as well as the fundraiser online. Tickets are $65. It'll be February 23rd. It's a Friday night at Ahern Catering in Avon Lake.
Awesome stuff. Well, Sarah, thank you again for stopping by and spending some time with us, and best of luck with the fundraiser at the end of the month.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. Again, Sarah Rentamaki joining us with Connecting for Kids.